Well, in a clear signal showing Pentagon's determination to maintain its military presence in the Persian Gulf, the U.S. Navy is expanding its 5th Fleet base in Bahrain. Under the $580 million expansion project, the Naval Support Activity Bahrain, which is home to the U.S. 5th Fleet, is expanding to an adjacent 77-acre piece of land along the waterfront. Under the plan, the U.S. Navy base will nearly double in size. Since 2008, the base personnel has more than doubled from 3,000 to 7,000. The U.S. Navy initially took over the base from the British Royal Navy in 1971 when it covered just 10 acres of land. Joining us now from Seattle is a former assistant professor, Colin Cavell, with the University of Bahrain to discuss this further. And he's joining us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Cavell. Now, tell us a bit more about what you think is the main purpose of not just the existence of this military base in Bahrain, but its expansion. What purposes does it serve?
Ghanis, the purpose is to expand U.S. hegemonic control over the entire Middle East. But the problem with this is that they're negotiating with the wrong party. They believe the House of Khalifa will be perpetually in power. But as we've seen for the last 2 years, three quarters of the population are on the streets on a daily basis. And the U.S. will come to rule the day that they have decided to act against democratic values and instead support the corrupt monarchy of the Al Khalifa, a regime that has absolutely no legitimacy and is a pure satrapy of the illegitimate, undemocratic House of Saud.
Well, then there are those who ask whether it is the presence of the Fifth Fleet of the U.S. that maintains the hegemony of the Al-Khalifa regime, or is it the other way around? Is it the Al-Khalifa regime that is keeping this Fifth Fleet in Bahrain?
The Khalifas are an appendage of the House of Saud. Neither the House of Saud nor the Khalifa would exist without U.S. backing, without U.S. support, without the imperialistic dominance of the United States in the region. The Khalifas have absolutely no legitimacy in the country, and without the U.S., they would not last a day. And the same is very true for the House of Saud. The peoples of the Middle East are tired of dictatorship, they're tired of no rights, they're tired of the hypocrisy and the absolute abuse of these two ruling families. And the United States needs to come back to its original values of democracy and get away from supporting monarchy. Our traitors who support monarchy are should be in prison in this country.
Right, but by increasing the number of foreign personnel on Bahraini soil, doesn't the Al-Khalifa regime basically confirm the fact that it is not legitimate and that it derives its power from a foreign government and not its own people?
You make a very good point, Ghanis. The U.S. base, the Naval Activity Station, already has 80 acres. They've expanded it from 10 acres when they took over from the Royal Navy in 1971. They now want to add an additional 77 acres, and they want to add over $580 million. Without this outside power, the Khalifa would not be able to exist. And indeed, even with this expansion, the U.S. has no support from the population, no support from the people, and they will rue the day that they made this decision to expand and continue to support the Khalifa.
All right. Colin Cavell, former assistant professor with the University of Bahrain, joining us there via Skype from Seattle. Many thanks indeed, Professor, for your comments here on Press TV.